good day to you, and welcome to Caribbean and Urban American Gospel Hit Show with yours truly, Landlord and Mike D. It's the great current gospel hits from the Bahamas, the Caribbean, and from all across America. Happy New Year to you, our wonderful listeners. And I hope this, you know, year started well for you. I'm sure it started well for me, man. I had an awesome holiday, man. And that song you just heard came from the one and only talented artist from out of Freeport, Grand Bahama, Miss Kelda Sweeting. But she goes by the name of Timeless. And that was one of her tracks that is getting some serious love in the Caribbean, entitled I Plead the Blood. You know, Kelda is a veteran in the field, man, and she loves what she does. She loves ministry. She loves people. And in these times, everything that is going on, we must continue to plead the blood on our workplace, in our families, you know, in our homes, everywhere, man, because there is so much wickedness going around, you know, right now. But, you know, we got to continue to plead the blood of Jesus upon those who we love and, you know, those who are close to us. You know, these are serious times, man, you know. But big up yourself, Kella. Keep up the great work. Keep inspiring people, man, in Jesus' name, all right? And now, to my brother from another mother, can you please introduce our guest all the way from the U.S.?
We want to welcome an amazing, gifted vocalist. She loves the Lord with all her heart. What a woman. The talented and anointed gospel songstress, the ever lovely Angel Taylor. Hey, Angel, welcome. How are you, dear sister?
Thank you, Mike. Thank you. I'm great. How are you?
Oh, I'm fine. Every day's a great day, isn't it, Angel? Every day's a great
day. It is.
Hello, Angel, and welcome back to the Caribbean and Urban American Gospel Hit Show. It's really great to have you here with us today. But tell me something. Your latest song, Speak, what inspired this song?
Hey, landlord, how you doing?
I'm good, man.
I think it's an amazing song, and grew up singing it in my church choir, and I just felt like I wanted to put my own spin on the song, especially after hearing the music, you know, the track for the song. I was just super inspired. So talk to Donnie McClurkin, like, hey, I really want your blessing, you know, once it was done. And he gave that. So we moved forward. And since then, we've revamped it and made it, you know, current and, you know, ready for today. And so I love it. I think it's a great song, and I hope that it inspires people to be interested in what God has to say. You know, there's always a channel, like he's always talking. We just kind of have to clear out some space, get a little quiet, and, you know, really be actually interested in, you know, in what he wants from us and what he wants for us.
Awesome. Yeah, you're telling that story for sure.
For real.
Hallelujah.
Yeah, man, but you did a great job. You know, you did a great job with it. And, you know, I'm sure he is proud with what you have done with the song. And, you know, I'm loving it, man. Great stuff.
And you're a platinum-selling, multi-Grammy Award nominee with Trinity 5-7. How is Chanel and everybody doing?
Oh, Chanel is great. And so she's doing well. She's kind of doing her own thing. She's still overseas. And I know that she's always wanted to live there. So Chanel is in hog heaven right now, like she used to say.
Boy, I tell you, God is good. And dreams can come true, for sure.
For real.
Just keep positive.
Yeah, man, that's really, really, really good. You know, it's always great to live your dream. Just pursue it, you know. Nothing can stop you but yourself, man. Awesome. I'm proud of her. Angel, there is a fan of yours from Nassau, Bahamas, and his name is Antonio Roll, and he has a question for you. He would like to know, how do you stay focused when it seems like nothing is happening for you as a gospel artist?
You know what? In this chapter of my life, it is a lot busier. Anyway, but I know what you mean. You mean when it's not as busy as far as music and as far as my career is concerned. You know, the greatest thing that I've been able to learn is patience and just really trusting God and knowing that he has a plan. And a lot of times, if there is a waiting period, then it just means that I need to prepare. It means that I need to take the time to focus on my relationship with God and my relationship with, you know, my family, my husband, my, you know, the people around me that love and care about me. It's just giving me time. You know what I mean? Because when you are in this, and from experience, you know, I was in a group for, 20 years or so. When it's busy, it's busy. And you don't want to be busy like that and feel like, oh, I should have done this and I should have made sure this person felt like, you know, felt our connection and I should have made sure, you know what I mean? So now at this point in my life, I've gained a good bit of maturity and learned a lot of lessons. And so now I'm just like, whatever God's plan is, whenever he wants something to happen is always the best time. When I try to do it, it can be a wreck. Mm-hmm. And you always get that feeling. You always kind of get that realization that, dang, I shouldn't have done this right now because it's not really working out how I would have wanted it to. I should have waited on God. And I don't ever want to be in that space again. Mm-hmm. So I hope I answered your question. I feel like I went a little further than what you asked me. But yeah, that's my perspective on you know, filling in the time when you're not super busy. Mm. Well, thank you for your question. And I want to say hi to everyone in the Bahamas.
Thank you so much, Angel, man. That was really, really powerful and encouraging for so many independent artists, man. Thank you so much.
And Angel, of course, you're collaborating with the multi-Grammy winning songwriter and producer, Fred, you know, Uncle Freddie Jerkins. And that's
He's amazing.
Yeah. So all the best to that and those collaborations. Wow.
Wow, I didn't even know that, man. You know, Freddie is good people and he's really good at what he does, man. Congratulations, and I just wish you all the best. And, you know, it's really great having you back here on the show, man. And, you know, and I just wish you all the best, man. Continue to do well, Angel. We appreciate you and your ministry. God bless you.
Thank you so much, Landlord and Mike D. It's been good spending this time with you today. I appreciate you so much. And also, I want to say to everybody listening in the Bahamas, Caribbean, all the islands and Africa, thank you so much for your support. Thank you so much for your support over the years with my group as well. I love you. God bless you.
Speak to my heart.
Oh.
Angel Taylor is originally from Gumbo City, New Orleans, Louisiana, as is Chanel Haynes, co-founders of the internationally popular female gospel group Trinity 5-7, a group named after the biblical verse 1 John chapter 5, verse 7. The Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, and these three are one. Hallelujah. Angel Taylor and Chanel Haynes are great childhood friends who perform from time to time together as Trinity 5-7, and they have their individual solo music as well. And the latest from the solo artist Angel Taylor, her rendition of Donnie McClurkin's Speak to My Heart is simply called Speak. Speak by Angel Taylor. And it was great hearing from the gifted and anointed and very cool Angel Taylor on Caribbean and urban American gospel hits. Landlord Angel Taylor does it up all around the world, man.
Mike, most definitely. She has so much to give, you know, to the music industry. It's always great to have her with us on the Caribbean and urban American gospel hit show. Coming up next is an artist from out of Kenya, Africa. His name is Alan Coy. He's featuring a young lady. Her name is Tammy. I want you guys to check out their track entitled Time for Everything.
There is time for everything. There is time. Time, time, time. Under the sun.
Dominion Sound.
There is time for everything. There is time. Time, time, time. Under the sun. There is time for everything. There is time. Time, time, time. Under the sun.
Remember your Creator in the day. Before the days of trouble come and the years approach, when you will say, I find no pleasure in them. Before the sun and the light and the moon and stars grow dark and the clouds return after the rain, when the keepers of the house tremble and the strong men stoop. And the grinders says because they are few, and just looking through the windows grow dim. When the doors to the streets are closed, and the sound of grinding fades.
When the people rise up at the sound of the bar. Till the songs grow faint, yeah, yeah, yeah. When people are afraid of heights and the dangers in the streets, yeah, 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 yeah. When the atmosphere blossoms and the grass about drags itself along.
Time for everything. There is time.
and the time to mend. Time to be silent and the time to speak. The time of love and the time to hate. Time of war and the time of peace. Ooh, oh, 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 oh.
Big shout out to you in Africa. And out of Kenya, it's the talented artist Alan Coy and the gifted songstress Tommy. Their song, Time for Everything. Always time for godly love, too. And we hear Love You Always. Some of the greatest music of all time always has come out of Africa, the motherland, landlord.
Yeah, Mike, a lot of great music is coming from out of Kenya, Africa. And I just want to big up my brethren, Mr. Dangery, who has been a gateway for many African gospel music artists, you know, who music has been making their way right here in the Caribbean and around the world, man. You know, this guy got the connection, man, you know. And to Alan and Tommy, you guys just keep recording. Don't give up. I know it ain't easy, man, because many times you just feel like just giving up. But you know, we must always remember that everything is all about timing. All about timing. Nothing comes before its time, man. When it's your time, man. Amen. You know, you guys just keep on doing what you're doing, all right? Well, Mike, we are at the end of the show once again. What word of encouragement would you love to leave with us today?
Yeah, landlord, Happy New Year to you listening. When the new year rings in, it's kind of like your journey is beginning a new chapter in a book, you know. Jesus is the author and finisher of our faith. Let you do all that you can, making this year, this chapter, as wonderful and productive as you can. Remember, have faith in God. And have a great 2023.
Amen, man. Amen. You know, I agree with you, Mike. And I feel that this year is a year of breakthrough and a year of pure greatness. So I'm ready, and I hope you guys are ready too. Well, at this time, we would love to thank international gospel artist Angel Taylor for hanging out with us today on the Caribbean and Urban American Gospel Lit Show. And we would also love to thank you, our wonderful listeners, always hanging out with us and supporting us. We truly appreciate you, and we look forward to you joining us next time on the number one radio station right here. This is yours truly, Landlord, and on the behalf of Mike D and everyone here, thanks for being with us on the Caribbean and Urban American Gospel Lit Show. Coming up next, from out of Trinidad and Tobago, you know, he used to be a big secular soca artist in Trinidad, man. This guy got a lot of energy, and he's always here in the Bahamas, man. Bahamians love him, man. You know, and he got a lot of followers here, man. The one and only Mr. Nigel Lewis. Check out one of his tracks entitled Go Walk. So until next time, God bless you, and may his light continue to shine on you. God bless.
Go! long life will follow you.
Amen.
Your name will open doors. One day you'll be a boss. I am no longer lost.
Amen.
Everything you touch,
go up.
Amen.
Amen.
Everything you touch,
go up.
Hey, Scotty, you know what? I think we need to take this praise to another level.
Go on, hit it.